If you have your Bible tonight and you'd like to follow with us, turn to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Amen. Begin reading tonight at verse 1. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 1. Amen. The Bible says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek ye those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all things, anger and wrath and malice and blasphemy and filthy communications out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, and see that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness, and of mind, meekness, and long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, and let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with the grace, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and to the Father by Him." Amen. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, God, we thank You and we praise You this evening for Your goodness. Thank You for Your precious Word of truth that speaks, God, to our hearts. And Lord, we pray You be with us. Pray that You'd touch us, God. Give us that unction from heaven that'll help us to understand that You're speaking to us personally on a personal level, God, this evening through Your precious Word of truth. God, I pray, Heavenly Father, You'd be with each one. And if there's one here that don't know You in that free pardon of sin, God, I pray that tonight would be tonight that You'd help them, God, to realize, God, that there is a God of heaven who loves them, who gave Himself on the cross of Calvary for the sins of man. And God, I pray You'd help us receive that hope, God, that You have for each one of us this evening. And Lord, now we pray, God, You take us and use us, God, for Your glory as we stand for You one more time, God, this side of eternity. No, there's nothing in us, no power in us, other than the Holy Spirit of God that speaks to us and through us. And God, I pray, Lord, You'd give us that tonight that'll encourage our hearts for the journey we call life. And Lord, we'll love You and we'll thank You and praise You for all that You do. And ask all these things, Lord, this evening, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Amen. I want to preach this morning for just a few minutes, if God will be my help, or this evening. Amen. I'm going backing up. This evening on this thought, learning about living. Learning about living. As we look at this and we see here, and I've told you already that the first two chapters of Colossians is telling us about the doctrinal things of God and how God has come to help us and to show us and to make a foundation on which we can build. And the next two chapters, chapter 3 and chapter 4, it tells us how to build on that foundation, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. I'm glad there's no other foundation in which we can build other than Christ Jesus. So what he begins to tell us here, he begins to show us how to live a life and not just an existence. Amen. Sometimes I think we're satisfied with just existing here in this world. But I want to say God has a whole lot bigger plan for you, a whole lot bigger picture for you and I than just come along and existing in this thing called life. He wants us to live and love and prosper in the days that we live. He wants us to be blessed. He wants to help us. He wants to get rid of the old things that would hold us back. And He wants to give us the new things that'll press us forward for the mark of our high calling in Christ Jesus our Lord. He wants each and every one of us to find our place. He wants each and every one of us to find our part. I'm glad. Ain't you glad God's got a place and a part for every one of us? We were talking today after church how God has put us together in such a unique way, and what I don't have, somebody else here will. He put us in a unique place where we've always got somebody there to meet that need. And that's just what God does. He puts us together, and that's why He said not to fail to assemble ourselves together as a custom of some is, because we need the help. We need encouragement from each other. We need to encourage each other, amen, to get through this thing that we call life. It can be difficult at times. A lot of difficulties come up in our lives. Sickness and sadness is everywhere that we look. But I'm glad with God Almighty, with the Lord Jesus, praise God, we have a home, amen, that's far exceeds all the misery and all the anguish that's in the world. And we can come together and rejoice in Him, knowing, praise God, that one day in a little while everything's going to be all right. Amen. He's given me that perfect peace in my heart that no matter what happens in this world, everything's going to be all right. No matter what comes up in our life, praise God, God's that too. Amen. Whether sickness or heartache or bereavement, praise God, God has that. And He has us. And He's there to help us. But as we begin to learn about living, praise God, Paul talks about to the Colossians here in chapter 3 about dying. Amen. Dying's a part of living. Amen, it is. We don't want to think about dying a whole lot. Nobody wants to die. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. It used to be an old saying. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad that we can die and still go to heaven. Amen. I'm glad that we can die out, what, number one, to the sinfulness of this world. Amen. We can die. We can put off death. We can put to death the old sinfulness of our body, praise God. And God tells us how to through Paul in chapter 3. He said, then if you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. How do we overcome the things of this world? We start looking for things above. We start looking for the goodness of God that He has to pour out upon us to show us, that'll lead us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. And the Lord Jesus told us Himself in Matthew, He said, if we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, that's right, praise God, not that what's wrong. I'm afraid so many times we get caught up in the wrong and we forget about what's right. But I thank God that there's still a whole lot of people in this world that's choosing, wanting to do right. Amen. There's still a whole lot of folks, praise God, that's still striving to do that, that'll bring glory to God's name. And we see it, He said, that if you've then been risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, those heavenly things. We get to looking in the heavenly things. We get to looking above, praise God. And God begins to bless us so many different ways that we got to like one of them. Every day, every week, God blesses me in so many ways that I like all of them. I've come to the point, praise God, and realize it, to be blessed of God is one of the greatest things, the greatest treasures that man could ever tap into. Amen. For God just pours out His blessings on purpose. He just shows us His love and His goodness. I go out and look at the world and the forest and the trees and the animals and the little things. Praise God. We had a little bit of time to look at last week. I take just a moment, praise God, and just observe the goodness of God. And I praise Him for allowing me to be a partaker in that every day. Amen. I don't take it for granted. That my God's a great big God. He loves me and He allows me a little part of something that's so immense, so spectacular, so big. But He said if we put off, amen, put off that, put these things that's put to death. He said, things which are above, which Christ sitteth on the right hand of God, or where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. He said, set your affection on things above and not on things of the earth. If we set our affections on things of heaven, we start looking to heaven, we start desiring to get there, praise God. God will help us to see some things that we're not seeing right now. God will send special encouragement. God will send special hope and blessing, praise God, just to show us, amen, that He's there with us to help us go just a little farther. Amen. Just a little bit farther. Hey, we can go farther because He went farther for us. Amen. Yeah, where your affections are, that's where your heart is. Amen? Do you hear what I said? Where our affections are, that's where our heart is. What we make time for, praise, that's what we get done. That's where we go to. That's where we begin to accomplish things, is where our heart is. And when our heart is in the Lord, praise God, and the Lord is in our heart, He makes that difference. He becomes big in our lives, praise God. He begins to become that window in which we look through and we see this thing called life. And we see a God that loved us enough that the Bible said He sent His only begotten Son to die for you and me. Amen. To give His life. That's why He would say in verse 3, He said, "For ye are dead and your life is hid in Christ, with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory." So what He's talking about that old life that we used to have. That old life was just death. It was dragging us down. It was giving us misery. And it never offered us any hope. Amen? If people just bebopping along in this world and are lost without God, they have no hope. But I'm glad, praise God, with the Lord Jesus Christ moves in your heart. He becomes your Lord and Savior. He is that hope, praise God. He's that hope that reaches down past the sky and the atmosphere through the celestial heavens, praise God, reaches down to where we are and begins to tenderize our heart and let us know that He loves us. You say, "Well, preacher, I've never felt that love." Praise God, boy. I tell you, if you've never felt and experienced the love of the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, you're missing out on everything. Because when you get the Son, praise God, the Lord Jesus, you get it all. Amen. He makes all the difference in your life. He takes you from one place and puts you in another, reestablishes your going, puts you on a foundation, praise God, that's steadfast and sure. Amen. Our hope's in Him. Amen. He's steady. He's stable, praise God. We can trust in Him. But he says that when Christ shall appear, said your life is in Him. And when He appears, praise God, that we're going to appear with Him in glory. The Lord Jesus Christ, His high priestly prayer before He went out of here, when He was praying in the garden, He prayed for Himself, and He prayed for the disciples, and He prayed for you and I, praise God, who would come along later. And His final words to the Father was, "Father, I would that they be with me where I am." Amen. That's the Lord Jesus Christ, His desire. And guess what? He's going to have the desires of His heart. You know why? Because that's where you are where His affections are. You say, "Preacher, how could somebody that never knew me love me?" I want to say, praise God, He knew you before the foundation of the world. That's why He said, when the sin come up and somebody said, "Listen, sin's here, it's going to have to be taken up," and Jesus raised His hand and He said, "Father, I'll go." Amen. Why? Because He had you on His mind. He was thinking about you and I, praise God, when He knew He'd have to hang on that old cross of Calvary, that He'd have to shed His life, shed His blood for sinfulness of man. Amen. The Bible says we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin's death. And death is a followed after every one of us tonight. So, preacher, this is a pretty depressing message. No, it's a good one. It's learning about living, praise God. And we don't begin to live till we begin to realize how much the Lord Jesus Christ loved us and what He did for us on the cross of Calvary. So He says, what we got to do is said we got to die out to the old life. Amen. That we might begin to live a new life. Amen. Our new life is in Christ Jesus. In verse 5, 6, 7, He said, listen, He said, "Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication and uncleanness, inordinate affections," that's lustful affections. Amen. He said, "evil concupiscence," that's those things that's forbidden that God's told us not to do, "and covetousness," which is greediness, which is idolatry. Amen. Same as image worship. He said, "for which thing's sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience." He said, "Man, I wouldn't want to be in their shoes. I wouldn't want the wrath of an almighty God to come down upon me." But He said, that's where we were at one time. He said, "In the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them." Do you remember a time in your life when you was living in disobedience to God? You remember a time that you weren't a child of God trying to live according to His precious word, trying to do those things that bring glory to the God of heaven and Lord Jesus Christ, to honor and glorify His name? Now, I can remember a time when I didn't. But praise God, I'm glad He made a way that I could come to Him and I could be saved and born again and enter into praise, be reconciled unto God. Amen. That my life has been made new, praise the Lord. He tells us that we put off that old. We get rid of that old. Put to death the old. Look at Romans chapter 6. Paul talks about that in Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6 and verse 1. He said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Makes you wonder, doesn't it? That folks can continue in sin, knowing about sin, knowing that they're in sin, knowing that they're living in sin, but they can continue in that sin. He said, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Amen. If you're dead to it, praise God, you don't live in it. You move out of it. Know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized unto His death? Therefore, we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Amen. The Lord died a death on the cross of Calvary. He went into the tomb, praise God, and 3 days later He got up. History teaches, a lot of people don't believe that, but history teaches, praise God, that the Lord, a man called Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen, after 3 days in the tomb, He got up victorious over death and the grave. And it's through that same Savior, praise God, tonight, that we can rise in newness of life, victorious over death and the grave. You say, well, preacher, you just talk about that. We've all got an appointment with death. Yeah, the Bible said that we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. And He said that there's a day coming, praise God, when we'll all stand and give an account of their lives before God. Amen. A judgment's coming. Amen. And we're all going to have to stand at that judgment. But praise God, I'm glad as a child of God, I'm not going to have to stand for my salvation. Jesus has already stood for me. Amen. He said, therefore we're buried with Him by the baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. There it is. We shed off the old life and we get a new life. We start in a different direction. And the Lord helps us along the way. He said there's a narrow way. And He said there's not many that find it. But He said there's a broad way. And He said many are they that go in thereat. And that broad way leads to destruction. Amen. It's a deceiver. But He said that narrow path, He said, praise God, God will point you to it. He'll take you to it. And He'll lead you through it. He'll show you the way, praise God. And He'll help you in your walk as you go. Amen. That's what He's telling us here. Verse 5 says, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, and that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Who are we serving today? We serve either the body and sin, or we serve the Lord Jesus. Amen. We walk in that newness of life that He offers here. That's why we need to know His Word. That's why it needs to be part of our lives. As we walk along in love. Amen. He said, for he that is dead is freed from sin. He said, now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him. Amen. And knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over Him. It doesn't have control. It doesn't have authority. Death has lost all its authority on Christ in those that are His. Amen. Praise the Lord. And He said, for in that He died unto sin once, but and He liveth unto God. So do we. We become new creatures and we live unto God. And God puts us in here, like I was talking about a while ago, we bring it full circle, and He allows us to be partakers in all His grand splendor that He has in this world. Bless His holy name. Amen. I thank God for that, don't you? He doesn't stop there. In Ephesians, He says the same thing in Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1, He says to the Ephesians, He said, you hath He quickened, amen, He is God, He quickened to make alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. He said, we were missing the mark with our life. But he said, God Almighty come in and he made that difference. He said, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world. Amen. According to the prince and the power of the air. The spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience. Who is the prince and power of this present world? It's Satan. Amen. It's the devil and the demons that are his cohorts. They're walking around seeking who may, like a raven wolf, praise God, like a roaring lion, seeking who may devour, pull down. He said, among whom also we all had our conversation times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. So that's where we were. We'd done missed the mark. Amen. We were aiming. Our aim was off. But praise God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, our aim became truer. Amen. You say, preacher, how does your aim get better? Practice. Amen. You fellas that are hunters, praise God, the way you get better, you practice. Amen. You practice, because you don't want to go out into the field. As we go out to, as conservatives, to try to go out into the world and pray, into the woods, into nature, and try to maintain a ratio. Praise God, we go out with the thought that we don't want to wound anything. That we go out with a purpose, amen, to keep things in the God's ecosystem in check and to put food on the table. Amen. And we like those little tasty animals. Amen. They're good. We love them. God give them to us and we thank God for them. He said there was a time when you was missing the mark. Your aim was off. He said, but God who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us, there it is again, made us living together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. If we're ever going to get to heaven, there's only one way, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now that's either absolute truth or he's an absolute liar. And we know that Jesus is the absolute truth. He's the word of truth. Amen. And the only way we'll get there is through him, by trusting in him. Praise his holy name. He said that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith. Faith in what? Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that by that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. That's that newness of life. Amen. That's that dying out to the old and living unto the new. Amen. That's that learning about living that we need in the life that we have. Praise God that we can live victorious in the days that we live. Praise God. Focus on that new life. That's our attention has to be on that new life. I'm afraid what happens is so many times our flesh gets us caught up in their old life. Caught up in where we used to be and the things that happened to us in the past. But sometimes we have to just put that beside us and trust in the Lord and allow him to do for us what he wants to do now, today, in the present, and what he has for us in the future. Amen. He's got some great and precious promises for us in the future for those of us that are children of God. Amen. That we might experience it in Christ Jesus. Every experience, praise God, is in the Lord. Amen. It's all about Christ in us that makes that difference. So I said we need to put to death some things. And he says we need to put off some things. Amen. In verse 8 and 9, he said, But now ye also put off all these anger and wrath and malice and blasphemy, filthy communications out of your mouth. He said, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. That old person, praise God, that old man that we used to be, we get rid of him. We chunk him. We put him out of the way. He tells us that, praise God. We got to take that old man. We got to do away with him and allow a new man to take over. You say, well, preacher, that's so hard. Yeah, but Christ Jesus is bigger than our flesh. He's bigger than that old man that we used to be. He's able to move in and manifest himself in us and manifest himself through us to give us that help we need. Amen. So what are we doing? We're talking about taking off those old grave clothes. and putting on the grace clothes. Amen. Taking off the grave clothes that was binding us and holding us down and putting on those grave clothes of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God the Father, the clothes, praise God, that He gives us. Amen. Because of His goodness. He brings us out of death and offers us life. Amen. Do you know that newness of life? We see that in the story. We see that in the story of John chapter 11. In John chapter 11, the Bible tells us about a man named Lazarus. You remember Lazarus? He had two sisters, Martha and Mary. And they send my message to the Lord and say, Lord, please come. Said, your friend Lazarus, he's sick. He's dying. He needs your help. But the Bible says Jesus tarried 4 days. And then He shows up. And Mary says, Lord, if you'd only been, Martha said, if you'd only been here, my brother had not died. But Jesus comes along. And praise God, in John chapter 11, verse 43. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice and said, Lazarus! Now they'd done come on, they'd done rolled the stone away. Amen. They turned Lazarus loose. They moved the stone away. And Jesus cried, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, what? Loose him. And let him go. Amen. He said, loose him and let him go. That's what that's what the Lord wants to say to this old man that we are. He said, just loose him, set him free, let him go. And we believe, we put our faith, our trust, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He gives us freedom and liberty that we've never had before. We overcome this old flesh. We overcome the world, praise God. We see things in a whole different light. Amen. I can see the goodness in the world, amen, around me. I can see the goodness in people, praise God, that God's putting in my life. Bless His holy name, I can see it. So that old sin, praise God, that was binding you down, is like Lazarus. God says, the Lord just takes it and He looses you from that and He sets you free. He lets you go. Amen. You say, preacher, I'm still bound down. Seems like I'm just bound. Praise God. We got to remember, praise God, that Jesus came to set you free. If there's something that's holding you back, there's something that's holding you down, praise God, just cry out to the Lord with all your heart and say, Lord Jesus, help me. Amen. I told somebody a while ago, said that Jesus brought us up that He might bring us out. He don't dangle us over our old sinfulness and over the old world, the things that would so easily beset us, but He brings us up out of it, and He brings us up and He brings us out, puts us in a better place. Amen, when we trust in Him. So we put to death that old man. We put it off the old man. But what do we got to do? We got to put on that new man. That new man, Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 10 He says, and put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created him. We're renewed in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's that renewing force that enters into us. And what it is, it's God Almighty, praise, wanting to dress us up, wanting to take off the old grave clothes, to take off old death robe, and praise God, get rid of it, get a chunk, get it away from it, and put on a robe of righteousness, a robe of life, a robe of peace, a robe of joy and happiness, praise God, that He laughs, that He wants all of us to have. Amen. It's Him putting on that, praise God. Dressing you up, praise God. Getting rid of the grave clothes. Putting on those grace clothes. Amen. The grace of God manifest Himself in your life. You can see it on your faces. As I look out across, as I preach the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, I can see a smile on your face and joy in your heart that you know what I'm talking about. Amen. You know the one whom we speak. And it blesses our heart because we know who He is. We know what He wants to do for us. You say, well, preacher, how do we get it? By focusing on heaven. That blessed hope that we talked about this morning, that place that He's prepared for those that's prepared for that place. Amen. Praise God. He makes a way. He makes a place. Amen. If we'll just obey God. If we'll begin to see the heavenly things, begin to look at the Godward things. Amen. Then the earthly things will take care of themselves. Amen. When we start seeing heaven real, Christ alive, sitting at the right hand of the Father in heaven, then we'll start being blessed and we'll start acknowledging the truth, praise God, that's in us and realize that Christ Jesus, our Lord, has made a difference. And he'll start making a difference in these earthly things. Amen. He says, if we'll put on, verse 12, put on therefore, as the elect of God, that's special chosen people, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind and meekness and long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Amen. He said, what we got to do is we got to just love one another, help one another, encourage one another. And he said, above all, put on charity. That's love in action. Amen. Let people know that we love them, that we care for them, that we're trying our best to be that God have us do so we can be a light in their life. So we can shine forth into the darkness of the world that they might see Christ Jesus as their Lord and their Savior. Praise God. It'll make a manifest itself when we put on that they can see, especially in our relationships in the world that we live in. Where you and I go every day. The things that the people that we see, the people that we talk to, the persons that we meet. Amen. That we might make just a little difference in their life. Have you ever went somewhere and somebody's there and they look all grumpy early of the morning? See, some people just don't do mornings well. Amen. I like morning myself, praise God. But some people just don't like mornings. They just don't do mornings well. Ain't that right, Joe? Amen. But isn't it a wonderful thing when you see somebody like that and they just... And you go to them and say, praise God, ain't it a beautiful day? Look at this sun shining. God be the glory. Amen. It may not help you, Joe. But praise God, it helps me. Amen. I can go visit the hospital. I can see somebody and somebody's in dire straits. I know they feel bad. And I can say, you know what? This may be awful. It's an awful thing you're going through. But praise God. God, let the sun shine one more time. God has given us this day also. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. You say, how can you do that when we're learning about living and we learn to live for Lord Jesus Christ? And we allow Him to become, especially in our relationships with each other, we allow Him to become the Lord of those relationships. Amen. When the Lord Jesus Christ becomes the Lord of the relationships that we have, He guides us, He leads us, He shows us, and He points us in the direction that He'd have me to go. Amen. And the way He'd have me to go today. Amen. He'd direct my path. He'll direct your path. And He does it individually. Listen, I hate to break your bubble, bust your bubble, but we are individuals. Amen? We are all individuals. None of us are alike. Ain't you glad God didn't make us robots? He didn't make us all robots. We all walk alike, talk alike, act alike, think alike. Amen? That would be a scary thing. Amen? But not if He was in control. But He didn't make us that way. He made us as individuals so we could think individually, live individually, love individually. Amen? And ain't it a blessing that He done it that way? And He gave us His Word, put it in front of our face so that we can have a way to learn about living so we can live unto Him. So He could be the Lord of our life. He could be that bright and morning star, that brilliant place of light that we see. In these dark days we live, it gets darker and the more dismal seems like all around. But I want to say that light still is shining from the throne of grace and shining down on you and I. Every morning we get up and we see the sun come up again. I was talking to somebody the other day and he said, you know what, people don't believe that there's a God. They've never looked out and looked up into the starry heaven. They've never looked around and seen the spectacular creation that we have here in this world. They've never seen it. They've never observed it. They've never looked up the sun, Brother Jeff, as it's coming. Mia loves the sunrise, sunset. I mean, she loves it. She loves to sit and watch it. And as that sun begins to come up, before you ever see the ball of sun itself, you begin to see that brightness on the horizon. Man, that's the most awesome thing there ever was. And you know that God's got that in His hand. He put that out there and He said, you are the sun. Just shine on. I studied it one time. I was looking to see how many billion tons of energy is produced by the sun every minute. Every minute, it's just, it's just a massive ball of fire, and it just keeps burning and burning. And they's not, and I've been looking pretty close, and I've never seen nobody go up with a hose and pump more fuel into it. I've never seen a hose. I've never seen it looked like a hose going through the sky, going to the sun. But praise God, every day, every night, praise, while we're in sleep over here, and the moon's, we're observing the moon, praise God, the sun's still shining on the other side of the world. It shines 24/7, every day, every day, every month, every week, praise God, every year. It just keeps shining because God is God. Amen. And when we're learning about living, we're learning about loving. We're learning about the God of heaven, amen, who put that up there for us to enjoy. And He put it in a specific place. You know, if it was any closer, we'd burn up. Amen. If it's any closer, we'd burn. If it's any further away, we'd be a big ice cube. And people say, well, you know, it just all happened. A little speck of dust exploded somewhere, and here you are. You know what? They've got more faith than I do. Amen. But I believe with all my heart that God created the heaven and earth. Genesis 1:1. That God created the heaven and the earth. Amen. Spoke it into existence. And here we are. Amen. That's the God. Learning about living. Amen. Living for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because what He did for us, acknowledging that there is an Almighty God with a hand on every one of us, loves us individually, cares for you individually, and wants to help you and take care of you individually all the days of your life. And one day, amen, call us unto Himself. One day in a little while, I believe with all my heart, Jesus is going to step out. The Bible said with a trump and a shout, and He's going to say, come away, my beloved, my fair one. Come away. Amen. And praise God, we're going to go out of here to be with Him. And the Bible says, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. I'm looking for that ever, forever that He's promised. That place He's prepared for you and I. And that foreverness, the great expansion. See, we can't get a hold of that because our mind ain't big enough. Amen. To even imagine forever. We can't even imagine 1,000 years. 1,000 years is like, you know, it's way out there. But He said, praise God, those that love the Lord and are looking for His appearing will be with Him where He is forever. Amen. Throughout the ages, timeless ages. And once we're there with Him, the Bible said, there'll be no more night in that place. It'll just be all one endless day. And we'll pass each other, Brother Larry, in about 1,000, 2,000 years. And I'll say, good morning, Brother Larry. Amen. He'll say, good morning, Pastor. Amen. Or probably that new name. Praise God. And that maybe 200 or 300 years later, I'll see him again. Maybe everywhere fishing on the shores of Engedi. Glory be to God. Catching those fish like you're talking out of the hinder sea. And I'll say, hey, Brother Larry, you caught anything? He'll hold up a big one. Amen. Glory be to God. I said, Lord God, what a morning! Amen. Brother Jeff, I don't believe there'll be any days, praise God, over there where you get skunked. Amen. Praise God, there'll always be something to catch at the Lord's house. Be something good. They's passing out, and we'll be just rejoicing to be in His presence. But I'm thankful, praise God, because I know, because I can learn to live by Him. I can live for Him today. In this present world I live in, knowing that He is the author and the finisher of my faith. What I put my faith in, my trust in, amen, because of what I know, because He told me so. He said, I love you, amen, I love you. He said, I come to seek and to save those that was lost. And one night on Wednesday, 1976, He come to where I was. He knocked on my heart's door, and He said, son, I love you. A little preacher said, you know what? You don't have to die and go to an awful place called hell. You don't have to die and worry about it. He said, you can live, praise God, with God. And boy, I come out of there as a little old 14-year-old boy, went to the old-fashioned altar, and I bowed down. I said, Lord Jesus, forgive me. I knew I was a sinner. I knew I was a sinner. I wasn't a terrible, mean little boy, but I was a little boy. Amen. I wasn't as good as I could be. And I realized that I was a sinner. And I bowed on an old altar and I said, Lord, forgive me a sinner. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sinfulness. You know what? He did. He moved into my heart, took up His abode, Have I always been perfect? No. But I serve one that is. Amen. Christ Jesus, my Savior. He's a perfect Savior. He's a perfect, sinless Lamb of God who never done anything wrong. He was perfect in all His essence. Amen. And He allows us to come in His perfection. It's just through His righteousness that we're saved. Amen.